All right, up next is Katrina Robson. We're going to talk about the antitrust update, practical guidance for navigating evolving risks. A little bit about Katrina. She's a globally recognized antitrust trial lawyer for Willkie Farr with experience in merger, single firm conduct, and restraint of trade cases. She defended AT&T and Time Warner's $100 billion telecom media merger against a challenge by the DOJ, won the first monopolization jury verdict against a two-sided transaction platform after the Supreme Court's decision in Ohio v. American Express, and obtained clearance for Schwab's $26 billion acquisition of TD Ameritrade. She worked on U.S. Airways' $11 billion merger with American Airlines and General Mills' acquisition of organics icon Annie's. She also recently secured a landmark decision declaring Pennsylvania's educational funding system unconstitutional. So I'll turn it over to her.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is going to be a little bit like the reduced Shakespeare company. If you've ever seen them, it's 37 plays and 97 minutes. I have one executive order, 20 agencies, dozens of rules, bills, and policy statements, and about a couple scores of cases. So we're going to try to get through all of that in 45 minutes. We'll see how I do. So let's start with the executive order. Probably most of you have read about this in some form or another. It was fairly big news when it came out. One of the first things President Biden did when he took office was issue an executive order confirming the fact that he felt that the agencies generally had fallen down on the job in terms of enforcing the antitrust laws. And he wanted to reinvigorate enforcement. Now, what's most interesting about this executive order was he called out certain industries and certain issues and certain agencies. So the industries that are up there are the ones that are right now under particular scrutiny. President Biden has specifically called on his team, his administrative team, and the agencies that execute his vision to go out and look at these industries in particular to determine whether there is market power or anti-competitive conduct that is likely affecting consumers. And so you'll see the list. The very top one that I put in there for y'all is labor markets, because this affects everyone. The FTC and the DOJ are very serious about the fact that they feel that employees have been underpaid and that that has happened because of certain employment policies. And they're going after companies that they feel have engaged in conduct that is causing that low-wage phenomenon. Most of you have probably read about, and if you're working in-house, you probably have been thinking about the FTC's new rule on non-competes, which we'll cover later. It's still in the proposal stage, but it is coming. The rest of those, you can see if your industry falls into that first column, just be aware that the FTC and the DOJ are likely very interested in what you're doing, and they're concerned about particularly excessive concentration in those spaces. Now, when we talk about the whole of government competition policy, President Biden had this feeling that too much had been put on the FTC and the DOJ alone. So he reached out in his executive order and he said that he wanted many agencies in the federal government to work with the FTC and the DOJ to enforce antitrust laws. Oh, excuse me, to enforce the antitrust laws. What that means is that, for instance, the DOJ could be sharing information with the Federal Communications Commission, and between the two of them, they may be figuring out whether a certain company is at risk of violating antitrust laws, and they will work together to figure out all of the different ways that they could try to curb that behavior, not just under the Sherman Act or the Clayton Act or the FTC Act, but under any rule or any agency procedure that exists. Now, on this slide, there's actually a key to what's on that slide. The first two agencies listed there in all caps, the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission, Those are the historical, traditional antitrust enforcers.